CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Think about the greatest moment in sporting history. I mean, Michael Phelps, he's the most decorated Olympian that has ever been. He's broke 39 world records and he's won 23 Olympic golds.
I could only dream of one. I could only dream of going to the Olympics as a spectator, let alone winning a gold medal. I mean, that's a good effort.
Big goals for you.
Yeah,
big goals.
23 is good. 23 is good.
What if you saw Michael Phelps in a race with a shark?
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Phelps racing a shark.
Michael Phelps v a great white shark.
Are they quick? They're quick, aren't they?
It's a shark. Of course it's quick.
I only know sharks for eating things. I don't know how quick they move.
They are like a torpedo in the water.
I'm sure they would have broken down the speed of Phelps and a shark and worked out who could have won over 100 metres. Is that what they've done?
They're making it happen.
An actual race?
Shark
Week? No, they're not.
Discovery Channel, Shark Week. It's happening in July.
Yeah.
Biggest week of the year. Everyone knows that. There's nothing bigger than Shark Week.
It's Shark Week every week, I swear.
I know.
The amount of times here, it's Shark Week again.
Discovery Channel thought, how can we make it bigger this year? How can we make it bigger and better? And there's been a media release saying, potentially, that Michael Phelps will race a great white shark.
I'll only be impressed.
That's good.
Well, I'm already impressed.
Yeah, come on.
I'll be more impressed if it's in the same tank. Or are they going to be separate tanks?
In the same pool? No.
It should just be Chuck Phelps in and he has to outswim the great white.
See, that's good.
He has to fight for his life.
See what happens.
So
no.
How's it going to work? Break it down for me.
Well, they haven't released all the details yet, but they have said this is what they're trying to organise, and I think it's happening. It's definitely happening. So July 23rd is when Shark Week begins, and I think it's going to kick off with the race Phelps v Shark.
So to get the shark to race, would they just have to hold a piece of meat at the end for it to sort of swim toward, like greyhound racing? Is it that kind of thing? How do you get the shark to know what it's doing?
Imagine if there was great white shark races.
Well,
I don't know if I'd like that.
No.
Yeah, like just go along and they're in a 50-metre pool and they're just racing.
Whose job is it to get them out?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Ben, you're the rookie here, mate. Get the sharks out the tank. See you, mate. Catch you tomorrow.
You know what they're calling the race?
Ben never comes back.
Yeah, exactly.
What are they calling?
They're calling it Phelps v Shark, Great Gold versus Great White.
I like it.
This is absolutely the best marketing from the Discovery Channel I've seen. I thought they were all old there.
I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe the race when I see it.
And
I'll pay per view for it. Conor McGregor, Mayweather style. I'll be watching that for sure.
A news release from the network reads, an event so monumental no one has ever attempted it before. The world's most decorated athlete takes on the ocean's most efficient predator, Phelps v Shark. The race is on. Yeah. What else could that mean?
It's never been done before because for good reason. It's a shark, mate. It's, you don't mess with those things.
It's absolute stupidity.
but we love it.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
We're gearing up. Are we doing it this week?
Oh, yeah.
It's our first professional, semi-professional, maybe amateur, dart game.
Central Coast, are you ready for the biggest thing in darts history? Bree and Jaunty's Dart Team 2017. Central Coast, let there be darts.
Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
Never has an amateur dart team had so much hype until this day.
I love it.
Me too.
Darts doesn't get the attention it needs.
Well, if you look at it on the big screen on the sporting channels, it definitely does. I've never met anyone that's gone to an event, but it is packed. People get into it. They dress up.
Every time I mention that you and I have started this dart team for the Central Coast, we're representing all of the Central Coast.
Yes.
We've taken this thing national. They get excited. And they say, where can I see it? I want to come down and watch.
Well, it's an easy sport to, one, participate in, because you don't have to do any physical sort of exercise, as long as you can throw a dart at the board.
Not so easy.
Yeah, it is. It's tricky. It is tricky, but I feel like it's one we can get better at and progress, you know, without the fitness needed. So that's what I like about it.
How's the equipment that they bought us here at the station?
We're not ones to knock anything that comes our way.
No, but
an $8 dart board, the poor darts didn't even land in the board.
They don't even
They
stick.
Bounce off. So we can't do any practice at the moment.
The board is literally made out of like 2x4.
We spent all our money on shirts.
Yeah, I know.
Can we upload that pic?
I'd rather look good than be good.
Yeah, I agree with
that. You know, I'd rather look the part.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll upload the pic of our dart shirts.
You're only as good as how you look, I believe.
Yeah, exactly.
In this life. So, upload the pic of our shirts. This is all teed up. We're going to go to the Central Coast Legs Club.
There's an actual darts night that's held there.
So we're going to go straight cold into a darts night, are we? With no official practice or anything like that.
Well, we probably should practice a little bit. Can we go to Rebel Sport and buy some good darts? Ian and the crew down at Rebel Sport at Erina. Ian will look after us.
All right. I did look at dartboards because I went and got shoes there the other day.
How much?
There's some really good quality dartboards for like, you know, $200, but there's a really good quality one there for $50.
Okay.
I don't mind that. $50's all right.
I feel like we should, you know, spend a bit of money to get the equipment to get better. I feel like we should do a bit of intense training. Like if you can't hit, like you pick a number for me and then if I can't hit it, I have to do something. And then if I pick a number for you and you can't hit it, then you have to take a dart in the back.
Okay. Well, that'll make you get it, won't it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, a bit of intense training.
Because I thought I had the obvious, you know, the obvious one. You put an apple on your head and I throw the dart at the apple.
Well, I don't want to lose an eye.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I play with Nan all those. I told my Nan about the team, just quickly.
I don't know if pretty good is going to make me.
I told my Nan about the team, my Nan who I used to play darts with, because she's a gun. She's super excited, genuinely excited. She got pumped up for it.
Yeah, so, people love it.
All right, if you've got any tips for us or other places we could be playing, we'd love to hear from you, 13, 12, 16. And we are taking the Central Coast team international because there's an event on in Melbourne, which we want to try and get to, where Phil the Power Taylor is playing. We're trying to get to this big event.
It's the biggest thing in darts. It's a huge event. Phil's going to be there. Let's try and get on TV.
Well, that's the goal of life, isn't it? Just to get yourself on TV.
I mean, how long's Phil been playing for?
Yeah, Phil. How long's he been? I don't know.
A long time.
Yeah.
A very long time.
We're going to get there. One step, one dart at a time.
Oh,
one game at
Bring
a time.
It on.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
I was talking to one of the girls in the office here the other day about ingrown hairs, which...
I was chatting to you about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did I tell you the story?
I wasn't one of the girls you were thinking of. But...
chatting to one of the lovely looking ladies. Her name was Gaunzy.
It was me.
Were we talking about this?
Yes, the ingrown hair thing.
Possibly one of the most hideous stories I've heard in the last couple of years, which everyone has, you know, the dilemma of an ingrown hair. How bad are they?
Oh, I had one in my groin area once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's not a good time. Do you ever get them in your beard?
I can't grow a beard, you know that, so it's a little jab there from you. But anyway,
But you still have hairs.
Well, I get this little shaving rash thing, but I'm starting to worry that that's an ingrown hair.
Yeah, like see, that one looks like an ingrown hair.
I had one, the one that I was telling you about, though, I got a hold of it and I was pulling it out and it had, it was unwinding, it was pretty
How long? How long?
Probably a hair length.
Like a hair length?
Like your hair length.
How good does it feel, though, when you get it out?
Oh, it's great.
It's a good feeling.
Disgustingly great.
Anyway, one of the girls in the office was telling me she met this girl over the weekend, and apparently the girl had a couple of drinks, and she pulls her dress up and she goes, "Have a look at this scar." And she was showing everyone this scar that went from, you know, her underwear, so her groin, or nearly halfway down to her knee. It was this massive scar. She goes, "That's from an ingrown hair."
Oh my God.
Apparently, she had this ingrown hair that started in her bikini line, and it had grown all the way down halfway to her knee, and she didn't realize it because obviously it was underneath the skin. It had grown all the way down halfway to her knee, and then it started to get infected. So her legs started to swell, and she didn't really know what was going on because on the surface, she just had this tiny kind of red mark in her bikini line.
Yeah.
Anyway, it started to get so bad that her leg was so swollen, she had to go to the doctor, and she's like, "I don't know what's going on. My leg's swollen. It's really painful." And the doctor goes, "I think it might be an ingrown hair that has started in your bikini line and has grown 20 centimetres down your leg." They had to cut her from her underwear line 20 centimetres.
Who would have thought a little tiny hair can do so much damage?
I didn't realise hair could grow that long in that area. Isn't that the most hideous story? Oh, my God. And now she has this massive scar, and then obviously when people would be like, oh, what's that from? An ingrown hair.
Yeah, it's enough to put me off.
Oh, God.
Impromptu, just quickly.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, when ingrown hairs attack.
Worst ingrown hair you've ever had.
What do you got for us, Jake?
Hey there, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. Ingrown hairs, what have you got?
All right, so I got an ingrown hair on my left bum cheek, and it got so infected and swollen I had to go to hospital. So I cut out this big infected substance from my bum, and turned out there was a big ingrown hair. And probably not only a month ago, from a shaving rash, I had one in there that had got infected and turned into an absence on my neck about the size of a 50-cent piece.
Oh, 50 Jake!
50-cent piece.
Oh, yeah, Jake turns out it was actually Jake's twin. That got
I'm having ingrown hair regret. Do people want to hear this stuff?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay, well,
Danielle's, you know when you can't look away, but it's gross?
Yeah, Danielle's in Gosford. Morning, Danielle.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. What have you got for us?
Ingrown hairs attack.
Yeah, okay, so it wasn't me, but it was a friend of mine quite a few years ago now. But basically, you know how guys have hair on the bottom of their back?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so his hair, one of the hairs on the bottom of his back actually grew, and it started to grow in and actually grew around his spine. And basically, his back started to swell up, and he went and had to get x-rays on it and stuff, and the ingrown hair had grown around his spine. And so basically, they told him if he hadn't had it removed, it would have paralysed him. It would have cut his spinal cord and paralysed him.
What? You're kidding me.
His own hair was trying to kill him.
It's like an ingrown hair villain.
Yes.
A vegetable in a wheelchair.
I've never heard of that, getting that. That's probably the worst one I've heard, where it grows around your spine, Brie.
Is ridiculous. I'm not going to mess with those hairs anymore.
No, they're coming straight off.
Yeah,
it's good you're doing that laser stuff.
I'm going to just get my whole body lasered.
They're out to
like
get
you. Like a sexual slippery dip.
Get up with Free and Gaunty.
CFM. Hello, Free and Gaunty's Sticky Hotline. And I'm so
sick. All right, my turn. Let the master go to work, Gaunty. You sit back.
Relax. Referring to herself as the master now, a nickname that I gave.
How many days off have I got?
Yeah, Roger Federer doesn't get around calling himself the master, mate. He doesn't get around, I'm Master Roger Federer.
He's got his own gear that has RF on it. Same thing.
Nike paper.
Still.
With the endorsements.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, all right. You're very good at this game. You need to get a sickie at a place you don't actually work at. One call, you need them to say that you can have the day off. And we've introduced a new little thing on this, which I'm loving, is that I get to come up with your excuse that you have to give for the sickie. Okay?
Fantastic.
So, you ready for yours today?
All right. What excuse do I have to get in?
You've got nits.
Oh,
it's been so bad that you've had to shave your head because the nits got that bad.
So you're saying that I have to say to someone that I had to shave my head bald?
Yeah, you're bald.
Jeez, so you make it hard enough.
You can't come to work because you're bald. You're like Sigourney Weaver in Aliens.
Wow.
And she went bald.
You haven't made it easy.
We're going to call the place called the Broadway Kiosk. Okay. So, you know, think about that. Coffees. Kiosk, right. Kind of shop.
Channel Andre Agassi.
Yes.
Channel Andre Agassi.
Good luck.
Oh, no.
Here they come.
Here we go.
Broadway Kiosk, Carrie-Anne speaking.
Carrie-Anne.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. What's been happening?
Not much. Who's this?
You're joking, Carrie-Anne.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yes, way.
Tell me your name.
No, I want you to guess it.
No, I can't.
I work there, Carrie-Anne. I have brown hair.
Oh, wow.
Well, I used to have brown hair. I actually am calling because I need to get out of my shift next week.
Oh, my God. Is that M?
Yes. Oh.
No way. As if I didn't even...
I can't believe you.
You actually sound so different on the phone.
I know. I've got an absolute ripper of a story to tell you.
What?
It's bad.
Why? What happened?
I got... Oh, no, I can't believe this. This is so embarrassing. You know how I've been babysitting my cousins and stuff? Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh, well, I've been babysitting my damn cousins and I got nits off them.
You've got a...
I got nits.
Oh.
And it got really bad. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, you've got such a severe case, we're going to have to shave your hair.
You're talking shit.
No, I'm not joking. I had to shave all my hair off.
No,
it's so short.
No, you didn't.
I'm not joking, Carrie-Anne. Legit. I'm devastated.
Where are you working?
Huh? I can't remember. It was one of the days next week.
You're not even working.
No, I was. Are you sure?
Yeah. Wait, you're playing me at the moment.
No, I'm not. Do you want me to send you? I can send you a selfie. It's actually horrific. I look like Cara Delevingne.
She's really pretty.
I know, but she's shaved her hair off. I look like Katy Perry, the crazy version that's come out recently.
Who is this?
It's M.
Really?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're doing this to me. I'm already in a bad state, and now you don't even know who I am. Oh, I don't know if I can deal with this right now. I just need to get the day off because I'm actually, like, legit upset. Like, it's not great.
Well, you know, you're definitely not on. The rosters that Anthony's printing out from the 12th all the way to the 25th, you're not on any of them.
So I'm not even on in the next couple of weeks?
No.
Oh, great. Well, that's another thing. I'm not going to have any money now.
What happened? What's wrong?
I got nits and I shaved. I just told you.
Oh, you're talking to Sarah now.
Oh, great. Now everyone's going to know. Well, I guess everyone's eventually going to know anyway because I'm bald.
Holy sh**. Well, you're not on for like...
So I'm good then. I don't have any shifts. Well, I must have got it wrong in my diary.
Okay.
Well, that's a plus then, that I don't have to work for the next 2 weeks there at least. I can deal with that. All right, well, I'll see you soon then, I guess. I'll send you a selfie. Don't show Sarah.
All right, no worries.
Promise?
I promise.
Okay, all right, I'll talk to you later. See you, mate.
See ya.
Bye. what the hell just happened? She put her friend on because she knew I wasn't legit.
I think that was the manager.
Was it?
Yeah, I think that was the manager.
God.
Nitty McNit Hair strikes again with another day off.
Got it over the line.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I tell you what, if you feel like you're having a bad day, spare a thought for this guy, Stephen Haynes. He's 54 years old. For 15 years, he's been getting a bit of pain in one of his...
testicles.
Yeah. In his right testicle.
Oh, so that's worrying.
Exactly.
Did he get it checked?
Yeah, he went to the doctor. They didn't really find anything, but the pain continued, and he said, it's just excruciating pain. I need to get this thing sorted.
It could be a twisted nut.
Oh, is that what... Okay.
That's a thing, you know.
Yeah, I have heard of that.
Where the nut actually twists.
Yes.
And then it takes some time for it to untwist.
Oh, even the thought of that makes me... Ugh. Just the thought is enough.
Yeah, not great.
Anyway, the doctor suggested taking it off. That's where it got to. So he went in to get it taken off, and he was in pain. So he was like, yep, sign me up. Get this thing gone.
What he said, it must have been bad then.
Yeah, it was bad. So he volunteered. He said, yep, put me in. Dr. Long was the doctor's name.
Oh, God.
And
better than Dr. Stubby.
Little issue in surgery.
What?
Dr. Long.
Took off the wrong nut.
Removed the wrong one.
You got one, Dr. Long.
You had one job, Dr. Long. Come on, there's only two. It's a 50-50 chance.
You'd be so pissed off.
He took the wrong one off, and now the Pennsylvanian guy, Stephen Haynes, he sued, and he's been awarded $1.15 Aussie million dollars.
Wow.
For the case. Yeah.
All I picture, you know when you go in for surgery and they mark it up with a pen and they put on the leg this one, like does a joke?
Yep.
He obviously didn't draw on the nut because he thought, that's a bit awkward. Should have got a black magic marker out and just did a big X on which nut.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a lesson out of this, it's one, learn your left and right before you become a doctor, and two, draw on the nut.
Seriously. Just get in there, mate.
Get it
colour
right.
It in.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
The Beta Bay run yesterday, big turnout, as we get every single year, so that's good to see. And it starts at Woi Woi there on the wharf. My side of town was great. And you do the run right the way through to Central Coast Stadium. That's the fun run. There's also the half marathon as well. My goal, which I set out to do, Bree, was to run it without stopping.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to do. I've never run 12Ks before. So I just wanted to, I think the most I've ever done is like six or seven.
That's still, I'd be happy with that.
So, what, was that 6 or 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So, this was a challenge. I managed to do it in under an hour 20. My time was 1:19:39.
Do you know where you were in the pack?
I think it says here I finished in my age group, I finished around 59th.
In your age group?
Yeah, I think so.
That's not bad.
That's males from like 20 to 31-ish, so I think I finished like 59th.
Okay.
I completed the race without stopping, right?
That's, so I think, to be honest, I cannot talk. I could never do it, I don't think.
And I'm sore today.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm sore today. And shout out to the people that got stuck into me along the way as well.
I did see that on the Insta story.
People were getting stuck into me. But one kid who I wanted to get on the show, his name is Flynn. He's 16. He goes to St. Peter's High School in Tuggerah. He was running along with us. And he joined us on the show right now. Morning, Flynn.
Morning.
Good morning.
Here he is. Legend.
Little Flinny.
Now, Flynn, you were running with an asthma puffer, mate.
I feel you, Flynn.
And you said last time you did a run like this, you went through 8 asthma puffers.
What?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
He said he went through 8. How many did you go through yesterday?
Probably about 2.
2
well,
asthma puffers.
Performance-enhancing drugs, can I say, Flynn?
Oh,
yeah.
It's a steroid.
Is it?
It sure is. Ventolin.
He needs it, though. He needs it. And Flynn, also just tell us as well what happened, 6 or 7 weeks ago before the race?
6, 7 weeks before the race, I was gardening and I accidentally popped a pitchfork straight through my toe and broke the bone in my toe.
A pitchfork through the toe, through the bone.
How were you even running yesterday, Flynn?
I don't know how, but it hurt a tiny bit.
Well, now you make me feel bad, Flynn.
It was beating me.
I had just an old back injury. He's had a pitchfork go through his foot and he still ran.
You could have done it. Flynn, I wanted to get you on because, one, congratulations, first of all. You completed it, which is well done. He wanted to do the half marathon, but he did the fun run. So congrats on that. I just wanted to get you on because at the finishing line, I've had guilt ever since. We came into the stadium, Central Coast Stadium. Flynn's been running with us the whole way. He pushed ahead and then he's over on the barrier coughing up a lung. And I said, come on, Flynn, we got this, mate. Run with us. And in my mind, you know those two marathon runners, the brothers, where the guy grabs him
and
carries him the rest of the way?
Did you do that? I bet you did. You picked him up. You carried Flynn, poor Flynn, who's having an asthma attack.
Well,
you would have. Or you would have waited. You would have waited for Flynn, like, you know, all for one, one for all.
I was trying to get my time under an hour 20.
You didn't leave him.
I had Alan with me pushing me on and there was Flynn.
Don't bring Alan into this.
Flynn.
Do you hate Gaundy?
Nah.
Do you wish that I kind of picked you up and helped you get over the line? Because if my big regret from the day is I wish I stopped, grabbed you and helped you cross that line, if I'm honest. It's my big regret.
True.
Thanks for making me feel
better. He hates you. And there's no regrets for Flynn.
Flynn, you did it without me, mate. You didn't need my help. You crossed the line yourself. And I went to give him a high five afterwards and he said, don't do that. I've got spew on my hands.
Oh, no.
He did because he went that hard. That's how hard Flynn went. Didn't you, Flynn?
Yeah.
Mate, you are unbelievable, I've got to say, an inspiration. And you crossed that line. What's your next run?
I'm going to be doing the 21-kilometre half marathon.
Where? Oh, here on the coast again?
The Bay to Bay next year.
Next year, Bay to Bay. Lock it in, Flynn, half marathon.
We should do it with me.
I'll probably do the fun run again and I'll see you on the way through.
Lock it in, Flynn. Gordy will be there.
I'll do it with you, Flynn, next year. You and me are going to do the half marathon run together. Lock it in?
Yeah.
All right, done.
Just don't count on Gaundy to get you over the line, Flynn.
He'll be carrying me over the line, if anything.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
You're on Instagram. You're scrolling. You end up on someone's cousin's hairdresser's friend's mum's page.
As you do.
You know?
It's easy to do.
Maybe an ex of an ex of a friend of an ex.
Of a cousin.
Or of a cousin.
Of a dog
you
walker.
End up scrolling through. You become obsessed. You get down probably a year, 2 years into their Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing ever happens. You accidentally like something.
The dangerous double tap.
It's a horrible, horrible feeling.
It's easy to do.
isn't
it?
You can
unlike. Does that? I do wonder, does that take away the notification from their phone?
No, it doesn't.
So if you unlike, they still get the notification.
So if they're on the phone, like if their phone is unlocked and you double tap, that little thing comes down, pops down from the top. But then when they go into it, it'll be gone.
Bree has liked your photo from 2009.
How was that trip in Barcelona?
Hey, just a little tip for rookies as well. Yes. If you are in that zone, right, if you're going through and you're searching all the, and you're that far.
Stalker City.
Yeah, if you're that far down the road.
Yeah.
Don't show your parents. Don't show your parents a photo because they think a double tap is a zoom.
I know.
And they'll try and zoom in and they'll double tap. And that, it's a very high risk of a life.
Mama Di's thrown me under the bus a few times.
Many times.
Yeah, she's never allowed to touch my phone. But here's my question on 13, 12, 16 right now. Because if the phone's locked and you double tap, that notification comes up on their screen. And even if you unlike it, it's not going anywhere. But once they go into it, they will then obviously see that you have unliked it because the notification will be gone from Instagram.
Okay.
I want to know, do you unlike once you've accidentally double tapped or do you just own it and leave the like from 2009 there?
Unlike.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm an unliker.
See, I'm an unliker too because there's always the chance.
I've always had peace of mind.
Seen it.
I always go, they know now I'm done. I move on.
I've done it. Oh, no, remember I told you that about that time that one of my exes accidentally, obviously we're having a sneaky look.
Yeah.
And they've accidentally double tapped on one of my pictures.
An old photo.
They unliked.
What was the photo? Can you remember what you were doing in the photo?
Well, I don't know because they unliked the picture before I could go into Instagram to see what picture it was.
I like to mess with people and just go to their profile and go to their very first photo and like it. You do that on Facebook and it puts it into their feed. People
See,
hate
that's
that.
Different. That's different. That's kind of funny.
It brings it up into their feed.
Say you're on an ex's page. You accidentally double tap. Are you unliking the Are you unliking the post or not?
All right. To like or to unlike, that is the question of 2017, of course. 13, 12, 16 is our number. And best caller for this one is going to get the tickets to see the Roosters and the Sharkies on Saturday. July 1st at Central Coast Stadium. So
I'd like to hear the horror stories too. Whose photo did you accidentally double tap on?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
The dreaded accidental double tap.
Yeah.
We've all felt that pain. Sometimes you just want to throw your phone off a bridge.
If I'm going deep into the years and into the back catalogue of someone's Instagram page, my hands are away. Like I'm literally just scrolling and then my hands are away.
You don't touch it.
I don't take that risk.
You know what I did once? There was this post way down. I can't even remember whose it was. I think it was one of my ex's new boos. And I was, you know, having a sneaky stalk.
Yeah.
And there was a picture that kind of said on Instagram, it was like, oh, it kind of made you double tap the picture. And yeah, I fell for it.
That's how they get you.
Oh, what an idiot.
That's how they sift out the stalkers. And you fell right into that trap.
It was like double tap to see the whatever.
Yep.
Oh.
Never double tap those taps.
What an idiot.
Belle, you've given us a call this morning and it's got you in trouble. What happened?
So I was stalking through a co-worker's Instagram that we didn't really get along at work, so I was like trying to suss out whether she was as good as she thinks she is. And I was scrolling through. I was about 3 or 4 years deep and there was a photo of her and this good-looking guy that I assume was like her boyfriend at the time. And he had his shirt off, and they looked like they were in Thailand or something. And I went to go and zoom in to see what the sign behind them said, and double tapped a photo that's about 3 years old with her boyfriend.
And I need to ask Belle, did you unlike or did you just leave it and own it?
I just left it because I thought, you know, they're going to see it anyway. I'm just going to leave it. I'm going to own it. If she asks me about it, she didn't. But there were some awkward glances in the coffee room the next day.
Did you do what I do, Belle, and just liked a few other photos to make it look not so obvious?
That's worse.
I should have done that. I just liked the shirtless boyfriend one.
You're like, out of every photo, this is the only one that I like because it's got a hot guy in it.
Yeah.
You know she's looking sideways at you from here on in, so you win that little battle.
I know.
Oh, no.
Well, you owned it, so that's the main thing. Hey, we want to give you the tickets. NRL on the coast, Central Coast Stadium, 3 p.m. kickoff. You can get your tickets at tickettech.com.au. But Roosters Sharkies, Saturday, July 1st. Enjoy.
Woo! Thank you.
Could have been worse, Belle. You could have liked a topless photo of her and then it really would have been awkward.
That's very true.
Is that on Instagram, is it?
What's her account, Belle?
We'll have a look there. Done for this morning. Have a great Monday, guys.
Hey, just want to say real quick, we just talked about Sob for the Snow, which is happening on Friday, all thanks to Port Stephens Coaches. We're giving away that awesome trip for you and three mates.
Yep.
Just reposted the video of when you and I cried tears with onions last year.
Okay.
You need to go have a look.
I thought I was going to cry more than that, to be honest. But when you look at the little cup at the end, the little millimetres that you've cried, there's not much there, is there?
It takes a lot. When you're crying, you feel like there's a lot more coming out.
Yeah.
But can I just say, I did win that.
All right. Is that why you brought it up?
I just find it really interesting. Yeah. I think it's going to be so interesting to see people actually crying.
You've had
on
more breakups than me over the years, so you've got that experience.
More training. So my tear ducts have went through more training.
It really paid off.
What are you trying to say?
It just paid off in the end. That's all. It's good.
Okay. People have broken up with me. I get it.
But hey, you won.
Still won.
Have a great Monday, guys.
See ya.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.